I love his creativity. He's making me hungry. The scripture I'm reading today is Galatians 5:22-26. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. The Word of God for the people of God. Last summer, I stood at the top of the tower, which overlooks the Berlin Wall Memorial. Our tour guide pointed out that there was more than just a wall which separated East Berlin from West Berlin during the time of World War II. He showed us several layers of defense which prevented people from escaping the oppressive living conditions in East Berlin. If somebody tried to escape, they would need to climb over the 12-foot-high Berlin Wall, walk through the anti-vehicle ditch, avoid the landmines and tripwires attached to machine guns, go unnoticed by human patrols and canine units, and then climb two more walls made out of barbed wire. It was nearly impossible to make it through all these layers of defense. Not even a tank could penetrate the steel-reinforced wall. Yet many people made it through unscathed. How did they do this? The people made it through because they knew one of the guards. The guards would sneak their friends through the checkpoints at night. Then, once on the West Berlin side of the wall, the people from East Berlin were free to begin a new life. On a spiritual level, this is what was happening in the churches of Galatia. The people in the church needed a friend who could get them, who could help them regain the gospel freedom they had lost. The friend who would help them is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul founded the churches of Galatia. Galatia is in modern-day Turkey. The Galatians were pagans who came to believe and accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. When Paul left Galatia for the next part of his missionary journey, he left the Galatians knowing them as friends in Christ. Paul knew the Galatians were a people saved by grace through faith in Christ. This was their gospel freedom. They were no longer pagans, they were Christians. However, after Paul left, false teachers infiltrated the churches of Galatia. These false teachers told these new Christians that Christ was not enough for salvation. The false teachers told the church that they had to obey the law of Moses in order to be fully accepted by God. The Galatians were scared by this message because they weren't following the law. In their failed effort to follow all the requirements of the law, Paul says that the Galatians lost their gospel freedom. They were persuaded to put themselves under the requirements of the law and consequently had also put themselves under the law's condemnation. The Galatians desperately needed a friend, Paul, to help them restore their gospel freedom that they had once enjoyed in Christ. The Apostle Paul helps them by writing a letter. Paul is their friend, and he's going to help them regain their gospel freedom. He wrote not so much to share the gospel again. Paul knows their salvation is secure. He writes as a friend to lead the church out of fear, to help them understand the requirements of salvation, and to teach them what a life of freedom in Christ looks like. This is not to say that the law of Moses is unimportant. God gave the law. However, the law is not a requirement of salvation, and nobody other than Christ is able to be free of its guilt and shame. As a friend in Christ, this is the message Paul works furiously to get across. What is your favorite kind of fruit? Bananas. Peaches. Grapes. Apples. Strawberries. Blueberries. Tomatoes. Apples are one of my favorite fruits. Not so much because I like to eat them, but for... No, not that either. It's what they remind me of. Growing up, I liked to pick apples off of the apple tree on our family farm. The tree was planted next to a stream where we went fishing. The tree produced more apples than we could count. Every year, we had an abundant harvest of apples. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing." Many times Jesus describes our spiritual lives in agricultural terms. He is wise in doing this. Most of Israel was an agrarian society, and these were terms that made sense to the people. Paul does the same thing. Paul describes a life of freedom in Christ in agricultural terms. Paul says a life of freedom in the Spirit is like something that grows. First, it is organic. It is rooted in the grace of God through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Second, it is gradual. It takes time and patience to mature. Third, it is natural. It doesn't focus on rules, but rather trusts in the process. Paul says a life of freedom in Christ is like growing fruit. This is the fruit of the Spirit. Now I will lead you through a quick word study on each aspect of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. These are in your notes. Love is a service to a person for their good, not for what the person will give back to you. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. Joy is to delight in God for the sheer beauty and worth of who God is. The fruit of the Spirit is peace. Peace is a confidence and rest in the wisdom and control of God. The fruit of the Spirit is patience. Patience is the ability to face trouble without losing control. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. Kindness is an ability to serve others practically in a way which makes the one who serves vulnerable. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. Goodness is being upright in heart and life in all situations. The fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. Faithfulness is being reliable and true to your word. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Gentleness is dealing with people in a mild and considerate way. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. Self-control is the ability to pursue the important over the urgent. That's water right there. Thank you. Can you say this with me? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. self-control. Now, just for a moment, I want to talk about grammar. Did you pick up on what is incorrect about this sentence? I'm sorry, my voice is bad. The verb tense is singular, while the objects are plural. Paul uses a verb, the verb is, rather than the verb are. It would be like saying the colors of the rainbow is red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Does that sound right? We should say the colors of the rainbow are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. It would make more sense for Paul to say the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, if that is what he meant. It stands now that either Paul doesn't know his grammar or the fruit of the Spirit is not a plural. It is a singular. The latter is the correct way of thinking about the fruit of the Spirit. There are no fruits of the Spirit or fruit of the Spirit plural. It is the fruit of the Spirit singular. All nine aspects describe one fruit. In 1 John we read, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. True love of God is complemented by kindness to others. John says you cannot love God and hate your brother. It is not that you are unbalanced, having some aspects of the fruit of the Spirit, not others. He doesn't say you can have love and no kindness. It is not that you are unbalanced in the aspects, having some and not the others. He says it's like you have none at all. If you love God and hate your brother, John says that you are lying to yourself. I am a gentle person, but sometimes it's hard for me to be patient. In these moments, my gentleness is not the fruit of the Spirit. It's more of a personality trait. There are moments when I show kindness to some people and not to others. In these moments, God judges my goodness because I'm not being kind in all situations. God convicts me about it. My kindness is not the fruit of the Spirit. It is favoritism. What I am saying is that growing in the fruit of the Spirit is not a matter of growing in only one or two aspects. All aspects of the fruit of the Spirit grow together because they are one. You don't grow in love without also growing in self-control. You don't grow in kindness without also growing in goodness. And you don't grow in joy without also growing in gentleness. All aspects grow together to produce a character within us that glorifies God. It is like the light of the rainbow. Without all the colors of the rainbow, it is not a rainbow at all. I think when we put all the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit together as one, perhaps we learn that we are in far more need to grow in the fruit of the Spirit than we have thought. One simple measure of the fruit of the Spirit in your life is to ask yourself, am I more loving, joyful, at peace, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled this year than last year? When you work to grow the fruit of the Spirit in your life, then you will be like those described in Psalm 1. You will be like trees planted by streams of water. And I think of those as apple trees. They yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither, and all that they do, they prosper. You belong to Christ. All that is His is yours. Your approval and welcome from the Father rests not on rules, but only in Him. Jesus is your friend. In Christ, we are free to acknowledge where we have given up ground to the sin in our lives. We are free to confess where we have not sought to keep in step with the Spirit. And we are free to receive the grace and forgiveness of God. We are free to nurture the growth of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Enjoy your freedom. Such things, there is no law. Amen.